Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
The HSE.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The HSE says the over 85s will be vaccinated by the end of the week, but some GPs are still reporting that they've not been allocated vaccine supplies for all their patients in that age bracket. Now, Dr. Dennis McCauley is a GP in Donegal and also chair of the GP committee of the IMO. Good morning to you, Dr. McCauley.
Hello, Claire. Good morning.
So the question is, will all the over 85s be vaccinated by the end of this week?
The answer is practically yes. I think there's two simultaneous stories here. The first and the main story is that the over 85s, the plan is that the vast majority of them will be vaccinated over a 3 week cycle. We're now entering the third week of that cycle. So up until now, there have been probably nearly 700 practices who had their vaccines delivered. Now there's another 500 that need vaccine delivery this week. Now, the problem is that the practices are only being given a 48-hour notice of the amount of that they're to confirm that the practices are getting a delivery and the amount of that delivery. So there are over 40, maybe 44,000 patients this week to be vaccinated, and some of them will only be given 48 hours notice. So I know that the vaccines arrived yesterday and they'd only been warned about it on Friday. So there are
your numbers there, 44,000 over 85s to be vaccinated this week. Is that where we're
at? Fine. Yeah.
So when you say practically all will be vaccinated, like, what are the numbers, and who?
Well, I think there's 72,000. I think over 71,000 will be vaccinated.
Okay.
I think that there's a number of reasons why people may not be vaccinated, and it may be that some of them do refuse, but that's very, very rare. I think some of them have been sick or in hospital, were sick on the day, and there are a number of GP practices, a small amount that we are engaging with, but we haven't got a solution for those patients yet. But we will get an actual solution.
I see a GP in Cork, Claire McCarthy, on Twitter saying, another week in general practice with no COVID vaccines for our over 85s. This was yesterday that she tweeted this.
The earliest
we'll be getting vaccine delivery is next Monday.
The thing is that may or may not be the case, because I don't know the exact case, but there is a very high likelihood that if she is a practice which is over 200 and is registered on the portal, she'll hopefully get vaccines during this weekend. But unfortunately, the frustrating thing for us as GPs is that we're only being given 48 hours notice. Now, I think there are good logistical reasons why that is the case, but we get vaccines last Thursday, but we were only told on the Monday that we were getting the actual deliveries on the Wednesday. But we had the work done, alerted the patients that they would probably be called, but it wasn't definite until we got that email. So there's 44,000 practices, 44,000 patients this week who will get their vaccine, but they probably haven't got confirmation. Their practices haven't got confirmation. But yes, there is a small amount of patients, probably less than 1,000, who will probably not get their vaccine this week. But that is for a number of reasons, really.
Yeah, and there was a problem as well, wasn't there, around people who couldn't make it to their GP practice or a vaccination centre, who just weren't able to leave their homes.
And there was people who would have had COVID within the last month, somebody who have been in hospital. So,
that's different now. What about the people who are bedbound? What's the solution in place for them?
Once again, we had further meetings about that last Friday, and there's a plan about to be actioned about this, and I think it is.
I heard about a plan which was coming a month ago.
That frustration, and I do. I think we have to commend the planners that they want these people to have the same vaccine as the people who are coming to the surgery get. I think they want them to get the mRNA vaccine. If they decided that they would go for the AstraZeneca vaccine, they would have got it probably by now. But they're trying so hard to get the mRNA vaccine. So I admire that as a plan, and I think it will involve a mobile unit going to practice to patients' houses. Now, how that is actioned, it is We got further update on Friday. We do know that this is a group that is very vulnerable, and I've always said these people are probably need their vaccine as much as any other people because they have severe, they are very, very vulnerable.
And so, they also have, in many cases, carers coming in and out, or family carers who are, and some of them have contacted us, they're so worried about them, and to leave them until the end before
well,
this plan is put in place.
Well, I think they're not being left to the end as such. They are practically being left to the end because of the plan, but they're not being left to the end visually. I think they're in. It is very much a top priority plan, and I think that they're not being left to the end. That they're just the plan. The plan.
Well, they're at the end of the 84 over 85
cohort.
Oh yeah,
but they're not being left. It isn't that the plan has been actively planned for. It isn't that they've been left behind. I think that they've been practically left behind, but that's because the plan is a very technically difficult plan to move a very vulnerable and delicate virus to their house to actually give it to them. So
and
I think
when do you expect that to be in place?
Oh, Claire, I can't answer that. I would hope within the next week or two. And but as I say, I agree with you. I agree with I can understand the frustration of these people, but I think it is this difficulty of getting the same vaccine that the other 85-year-olds are getting to their houses is practically very, very difficult.
Dr. Dennis McCauley, thank you for joining us on the programme. We'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.